After the severe weather and the updates, then tonight, presidential debate in Atlanta, Georgia. Donald Trump, Joe Biden, one-on-one. And we've got you covered here on KDK. And tomorrow, the post-debate debrief. Got a litany of experts, but most importantly, we want to hear from you tomorrow morning. Your thoughts on what you see transpire or hear tonight. In the meantime, Larry Richard with our anchorman Paul Rasmussen and Tamira Rush from our newsroom. Paul, first, you've got some consumer news.
Yeah, earlier this month we found out that retail sales were up just 0.1% in May, and that followed an increase of just 0.2% in April. And now this morning I have an item here that says major retailers, fast food restaurants are cutting prices and offering discounts to get the cash flowing again. Here's some examples. Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Aldi, IKEA have all initiated a series of price reductions. And in the fast food category, $5 is the magic number, Larry. Burger King has a $5 Your Way meal that's out. McDonald's just rolled out a similar $5 value meal this week. And Wendy's has been offering its Biggie Bag meal for $5. So there you go. And this all under the heading of grocery prices being 30% higher. And it's persistent. They're not dropping.
30% higher. Wait, is Arby's on that list? I need something from Arby's.
I don't see it. Not here.
We got the beef. What do they say?
We got the meat.
That's it. Well, thank you, Paul. Interesting you brought up money.
Money.
Tamira Rush spent some time breaking down Allegheny County Comptroller Corey O'Connor's breakdown of what's transpiring in here in Allegheny County. And its bottom line, T, is this. If you spend more than you take in, at some point that's bad.
Absolutely. So I guess we're in the point where the federal emergency money that they were receiving is now, it's dwindling away.
Right.
So it can't bail you out of some of the problems that you have in the county. I think one of the main concerns is some of the programs that this emergency money funded. If you don't have it, then those programs and services go away. And Comptroller O'Connor is very adamant about, he stated several times regarding the county assessments being a reassessment happening. He did not say that. He said if that happens, but it's kind of out of his hands, the judge will make the determination if that's going to be a major factor in all of this.
You hear a collective sigh when that's brought up.
Yes, but he stressed if. It's kind of out of his hands at this point, so I want to make that very clear.
Yeah, his job is to report on the numbers, the practical part, what happens after that. But the bottom line is you have financial pressure, and the other factor is they're not taking in as much money either because of the economy and what's happening in the city, particularly with the assessments of some of the big buildings and downtown stakeholders.
Correct. And then another issue that people listening may be, tuning and making sure they listen to, is the pension fund. I mean,
a lot of people counting on it, and it
basically, at the end of 2023, the pension was only 31% funded, down from 33% the year before. The comptroller's office estimates that without intervention, it could become insolvent by 2037.
Long pause.
Exactly.
Let that sink in.
I think that is a huge issue. At this point as well, along with the, everything else that's happening here. But what you say, if you spend more than you're bringing in, then you're in this situation. But
well, my late father-in-law used to say that all the time. Doesn't matter who you are, how much money you have, if you spend more than you make, it's going to be an issue.
Yeah, and it's an issue. But, Comptroller O'Connor is great at what he does, right? So he made sure he was specific and reiterated several times that it's out of his hands. Reassessment, no one wants to see that. No one wants to be a part of that. However, it's really out of his hands.
It'll be interesting to see as we get feedback on what happens next. Tamara Rush, thank you. What are you working on?
The food insecurity. The food bank is coming out. They're trying for the summer programs. So I'm trying to reach out to see what we can do and how we can get the word out to let people know they're trying to have meals that's grab and go for summer, you know, summer programs.
Especially for the kids, right?
Correct. So, yeah. So that's a huge issue as well, because food insecurity is a thing.
That's real.
In our community.
All right. That's a daily issue.
Absolutely.
We can't let our kids down.
We can't.
Tamara Rush, thank you.
Thank you.
Been a while since I've been to a movie, but I might go see Horizon, an American saga with Kevin Costner. He's getting a lot of press for this after the success of Yellowstone. It is a Western, and haven't seen an old-fashioned good Western in a while, Paul. Have you?
No, I would love to go see a good Western.
Especially when you consider you can go, and the way that theaters are configured, for those who haven't been for a while, most of them have this new seating where you can put up your feet. It's like a lazy boy. Some even have heat, not that we need it now.
Yeah, but plenty of leg room. There's usually a nice large cup holder, maybe even a place to set down some candy or your phone.
Yeah, you don't have to get up when someone comes down your aisle.
It's great.
Which is really good. So Horizon, an American saga with Kevin Costner. Meanwhile, a couple of notes wanted to go over. I mentioned Tuesday of this week, Steelers.com, to get your mobile tickets to go to La Trobe for, and July starts Monday, and it's the third week in July that the Steelers will open training camp.
So it's Tuesday's the first day you can get the tickets
this
online?
Past Tuesday.
That's right.
It's underway. I'm just reminding people because apparently there will be a limit to how many each day, but you have to have a mobile ticket. Now, I believe they're still free, so you can go to Steelers.com, and if you want to go to St. Vincent College, we anticipate it being a record year.
I would imagine that they'll sell out.
For attendance, yeah.
I would imagine they'll quickly sell out.
All the new faces, and right now is kind of the quiet time. So the NHL season just ended this week, the NBA last week, so there's no basketball, hockey, and right now baseball is in the focus.
They're short a wide receiver right now, and so there's a lot of speculation on what they will do, and there could be another big name, a star or two, added to the roster between now and the beginning of training camp. And, of course, we have two new quarterbacks. I mean, sure, interest is going to be high.
Absolutely. So, again, Steelers.com, get your mobile tickets now.
Now, Larry, we've heard talk in the past about Heinz Field and upgrades or a possible replacement and the cost for that. And this morning we have a story out of Jacksonville that the city council down there has approved a $1.4 billion stadium of the future to keep the Jaguars in one of the NFL's smallest markets for another 30 years. And it's a 50-50 split between ownership and the league on, the city on this thing. They're 50-50. That's very unusual.
It is. So this is a proposal?
No, it's not a proposal. City Council has okayed it.
Oh, they approved it.
Yep. The vote was 14-1, I think. Let's see here. We're at 14-1. Yep. Two abstentions, two absences, but still overwhelmingly in favor. And why wouldn't they be? The Jaguars are a big part of their image now. But still, $1.4 billion. So how does that translate in Pittsburgh? I mean, at some point or another, down the road here. I mean, how long have we had Acrisure Stadium?
21 years.
There you go. It's been a wonderful facility, but probably there probably needs to be something else added to it, or maybe a new stadium. Well, I think that's what they're doing, by the way, in Jacksonville. I think that they're actually going to be working with the building they have now and adding to it, but I could be wrong. And I think they're going to put a roof over it. I've seen a couple of pictures.
And that would be because of the heat and weather, so they could control the environment.
Yeah, sudden rainstorms over there can disrupt a football game quickly.
So I was wondering how much it cost to build. I forget, but it's you're going to be shocked how much it cost to build Heinz Field.
Back in the day.
$281
million. See? And back then, of course, it sounded like a lot of money.
And really, they trimmed some things to keep it, you know, budget-friendly. It's a unique situation because it's one of the few places where they share it with a college team.
What year was that again that that was opened?
So it would be back, Mascaro Construction, I'm looking, 21 years, right?
Yeah. 2001 or 2002?
68,400 is the seating capacity now, and they are going to do some upgrades. I know that. They're working on it.
Now, how much was it? $291 million?
Okay. Here's a good comparison. They did a, you know, one of those, what if you build it now? The equivalent value calculated last year would be Acrisure Stadium would have cost
$516 million, according to the CPI inflation calculator.
Right. So half a billion, as opposed to
1.4
billion.
Getting that all into perspective, right?
That's not happening here. In fact, my guess is they'll do some renovations of some sort, some upgrades.
Like suites.
To the current facility.
You know, and maybe those end zone experiences that you see in some of the other ballparks. Like, for example, the Cowboys' new stadium, how they have those. Or in New York, where they've got the seating areas right down on the field. It's personal cabana area, party zone.
And by the way, the only other professional team that I know that shares their stadium with a university is in Miami. So you have the Dolphins and the U share that stadium, which they've upgraded several years ago so that they could accommodate in future Super Bowls. Because they were told, if you don't, you're not getting one. So we'll see what happens in the future here. But in the meantime, Jacksonville approves a $1.4 billion stadium.
I guess that takes care of the rumors about relocation, doesn't it?
Well, it's one way to keep a team. But our team ain't going nowhere. You ain't getting the Steelers.
That's great.
Nobody's getting us. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA traffic powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville. Yeah, if somebody tried to take the team from this city, life would cease to exist as we know it. Here's Brandon Rossi.
I don't even want to imagine a life with the Steelers not in Pittsburgh, or Pittsburgh without a professional football team.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. So
exactly.
Scratch that from your anxiety and worry list.
Exactly. Over on the Parkway East, got a couple of delay points on the inbound side. Firstly, if you're traveling through the construction zone by Penn Hills, that's starting to get backed up. But once you get through the Wilkinsburg Interchange, that's starting to decrease in volume. It's backed up now to around the bend at Edgewood-Swissvale. And on the Parkway West inbound, that is bumper to bumper from the top of Green Tree Hill downward into the Fort Pitt Tunnel. And finally, on McKnight Road, there's a lot of stoplight buildup, probably 2 to 3 stoplight delays on the southbound side. That is right in at the light right in front of Ross Park Mall on the top side. With AAA traffic on the fives, I'm Brandon Rossi, the voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
And we're looking at 79, less humidity. Every Thursday at this time, we check in with our own Susie Cool from our newsroom and social media. You're out and about amongst people.
I'm very excited about this weekend. Okay, so first of all, I do want to plug next week. We all know that it is the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Larry, what are you doing for the 4th of July? You have a couple of days off.
I'm here, not here.
Yeah.
But I'm just staying local, just grilling up on 4th of July. But we've been working on, we're the official radio media partner. So I've got all these
voice
things to do.
So, yeah, and that's kind of what I wanted to tell people. I mean, obviously downtown, you know, at the Point, down on the North Shore, there's always a ton of stuff going on the 4th of July. The Pirates actually play at home this year on the 4th, too.
Plus, the Furries are here.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy and schwazy down there. I will be down there, though. I am partaking in like the stage announcements. Michael Bartley will be hosting a show down there from 2 to 6. So I will be down there with Michael Bartley.
That'll be big fun.
I think it's going to be so much fun. Michael Bartley and I, all we can say is Electricity City. That's what we're talking about. So just be on the lookout for us, people. Come celebrate the 4th of July with us. That's the city of Pittsburgh's Independence Day celebration. And I just got like the scripts now, and I got a lot I got to say.
Is this for you to read live?
I think so. Yeah, out on the stage.
I just got scripts,
oh,
too.
Oh, maybe that's yours then. I don't know. Hopefully that's yours.
Does it say... Thanks for joining us to celebrate Independence Day at Point State Park.
Yes, 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 it does.
Check out signage throughout the park.
Hopefully that's your script, because I'm more of like an off-the-cuff gal up on a stage.
That's what they're worried about. That's why they're giving you a script.
They're trying to reel me in, yeah.
They don't want you to go rogue.
Oh, man. That's the only way I know how in front of thousands of people.
So you know the fireworks are at 9:35, mm-hmm. and we are the official station for your fireworks and for your connection to the city's big celebration.
That's going to be...
I didn't know you were there with Michael mm-hmm. Bartley.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Michael Bartley and I, we opted to do this and spend our 4th of July together because we have an inseparable bond.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just love him.
He is... he's actually really talented.
He's so silly. And he's just like the sweetest pea.
He's a Greenfield guy, native, worked at WQED for years, mm-hmm. used to be an anchor guy on TV doing mm-hmm. news. Here's what else you need to know. So it's Point State Park, kind of officially gets underway at 4.
Yeah.
However, people can gather whenever they want.
I'm going to be getting down there at 1.
But also on the North Shore, on the PNC Great Lawn.
Okay.
And then Liberty Avenue, they've got stuff going, too.
Yeah, they have a bunch of food vendors. You know, I'm sure there's going to be a ton of fun stuff down there. So kind of between my stage announcements and then hanging out with Michael Bartley on the air, I'm going to be bippity-bopping around, like, trying food, talking to people down there. It's going to be so much stinking fun, and I can't wait. Because I honestly haven't been...
Excuse me.
What?
Aren't you a little anxious? There's going to be like 100,000 people you're on that stage.
Oh, no.
That doesn't bother you?
You can put me... No. I've on-field or in-arena hosted for 10 different teams.
Oh.
So throw me in front of like thousands of people.
Excuse me.
That is actually like my natural state of
Pardon
being.
Pardon us.
Yeah.
Miss Superstar.
Yeah, no. It's fine. It's fine, guys. But... That's what's going on next week. Now, this weekend, I think I'm going to try something. My lovely therapist, she told me about this ice cream place.
She must be very busy.
She was. Whenever she was talking to me, she was like, oh, my God. The legendary Neff House, which is in Harmony. Have you ever been? Why are you laughing?
To the Nut House?
The legendary Neff House.
Neff?
Yes.
I thought you said Nut House.
I hope I didn't.
I'm very close to going there now.
She told me about this ice cream place. It was built in 1807. It's in Harmony. So it's a little further outside the city, but they have 23 soft serve flavors, which I'm all about soft serve. I prefer soft serve over hard ice cream.
Wait a minute. Didn't you just come from the Snowball Man?
Yeah.
The shaved ice.
Yes.
You're trying to sell us that. Now you want soft serve.
Well, I freaking love soft serve. But she told me about this thing that they have, and I'm going to report back. It's called the Famous Cloud. So it's a sweet, creamy, fluffy, and silky with pieces of cake or Famous Cloud topping. She told me that she cannot even describe what this is, but you put it on top of your soft serve, and it is pure insanity, and I have to stinking try it. So I think I'm going to spend my Sunday, my first Sunday in my apartment by myself. My family's going on vacation. I'm going to drive to Harmony, and I'm going to try this stinking ice cream in this cloud.
And then you'll post it on the Cool Scoop.
Yes.
And how do they find you?
They can find me at SuzKewl, SuzKewl, on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
There you go.
So it'll be an electric time, and I'm so excited to try it.
I can see that. Good luck.
Thank you, Larry.
Coming up 10 until 2, it's Marty Griffin. Get Marty.
You get so sick of the fact that everybody likes you. I kind of resent it.
Why?
Because you're not that nice of a guy.
Well, you found that out
when we were
locked in this
angry,
room for
bitter,
almost 2 years.
Anxious.
It was like Shawshank.
You and Pompeiani. What the hell?
Pomp is such a nice guy. And he's really easy to talk to. And,
both of you. There's a darkness on the edge of town. Someday I'm going to expose both of you.
Okay.
I'm waiting.
Please.
So, guy walks into, this is actually very unsettling to me. This is a reflection of what's happening in America. Kids are selling ice cream in an ice cream shop in Brookline. Doing a hell of a job. It's called Scoops.
Here?
Yeah, of course. One of my boys owns it. Young man walks in. This happened yesterday. We have the video posted. It's actually kind of compelling. Says, screw this. I want my own ice cream. Walks behind the counter. Takes a mass, you know those massive tubs of ice cream? Looks over at the staff. Walks out. Stands on the sidewalk. Puts his backpack on. Him and his boys walk down the street. F all of you. This is where we're at, Larry.
Did they catch him yet?
Didn't even try. There are no cops up there. Who says? The judge up there says. We're going to talk to him live. You know, Brandon McKinley, my boy with the PG, I love him, nominated for a Pulitzer, sent me a note. He says, this? Because everybody's like, oh, it's only ice cream. Screw that. Brandon says, this is the indicator of the decimation of our society and the deterioration of America. Larry, when you can walk into a business, and Larry, you steal with impunity, brother, knowing, A, no cops. B, you're a teenager, so screw them if they catch you. And C, no one gives a damn. So my boy who owns the business, he's like, I'll sell this bad boy. I'm out. This is what I want to do. I want to put up the white flag. And in Brookline, where they're barely hanging on, all they're saying is, what happens next? Also, we're going to talk to a billionaire who's become my friend. I like to be friends with billionaires, as you know, Larry.
Yeah, who?
Mark Cuban, Ross Perot, all my boys,
all
as you know.
All your boys are billionaires.
Could be, should be.
Jack Cavalier.
Oh, my man, Jack. Love him. He's close.
Which billionaire is this?
Stauber. Aaron Stauber.
Yeah. He's
all right.
I like him.
I love him. Very charismatic and honest. Larry owns 20 buildings downtown.
What's the plan?
BNY Mellon just announced they're out of there. Gone.
Big.
Big, Larry, that's a big deal.
It's a very big deal.
And so for the folks in the mayor's office who say, ah, we're fine. No, we're not.
We'll see.
We're going to talk to Aaron live.
Now the county's finances. Coming
up. Hey, Larry, let's make an inside bet. How many people are going to watch the debate tonight? I say 40 million. What do you say, Patrick? What do you say?
I'll say 50.
50 million?
Man, I'll go with 40. I think it's going to be more in social afterwards.
All right.
Okay.